Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. For Arden Roof Systems, there's more to your roof than just shingles.
You gotta come on.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, Grant.
Good morning.
It's back!
Yeah, winter. Winter came on strong.
We haven't got Jimmy in here. He's going to take a little bit longer to get into work, obviously, with the weather the way it is.
Right? Yeah, buses are moving a little slower.
Yeah. But we're going to have to get him a flag, too. Yeah. This is Grant's idea.
I texted him this morning. Maybe before you leave the house, like, tie some sort of big flag, orange flag, to your backpack so we can find you in the snow. And he's stuck in a snowbank and he'll be sticking straight up. What do they use for avalanche people when you're like a GPS signal, reflective?
We should put some kind of a honing device on them or something.
Yeah, a little ping.
Yeah.
Get one of those little shovels.
Bing. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. We need the snowfall, though. We need that base, right?
Yeah.
This would be good for the farmers.
I don't mind this.
Yeah, it'd be good for the farmers. Kings of Leon tickets. Beat the box office over the next couple of days here with the Locker Room. We'll do that every day just after 8 o'clock. Tim Cumberford's birthday today. He is the bassist for this band, Rage Against the Machine, getting us going this morning.
We all make mistakes. This is the Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White.
I'm going to play some audio. This is Howie Mandel introducing Dana White to his podcast. This is a couple of weeks old now.
Dana White, you are an amazing guy. You are. I can't thank you enough for being here. You and Ginger seem to be getting along. You are not only an amazing businessman, you are an inspiration. You are a philosopher. The way you do business, the way you conduct your business and your friendships and media is, I'm jealous. But Dana, I can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you. For all the kind words, I appreciate it. I am so tired of doing podcasts. I'm literally done with them. I'm not doing any more podcasts.
And he put his headphones down and he took off. You thought it was fake.
Yeah, I thought it was a Howie Mandel bit.
No.
It's very Howie Mandel.
Howie was like, that was not a bit.
Well, wouldn't he have to say that, though? He has to commit to it now.
No, I think if...
Because Dana White did another podcast like a day later.
I think that... is a product of Dana being like, what's going on? Like,
I still think it was fake.
No, I don't. You know what? The reaction from his daughter and the other dude in there, whoever he is.
Some YouTuber.
That was an indication to me that it was real. I believe Howie.
Yeah.
I actually believe it wasn't a stunt.
Got up and walked out.
It's the fakeness of it.
Well, you got to give... Well, Howie Mandel does that. Like I said, I heard him on that Shane Gillis podcast, and the whole time, like, his humor was being fake, talking up Shane Gillis, and, like, my whole dream in life is to have Shane Gillis on my podcast, and, yeah, it's kind of annoying.
We do have to talk about Shane Gillis. He was on...
Hosted SNL.
Yeah. Did you watch any of that?
I did, yeah.
Okay, we'll get into that at some point this morning as well.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
Jimmy's... What do you call it? Odyssey Inn is much more involved, I guess. I was going to say drive-in, but he doesn't really drive.
Journey.
Yeah,
what do they call it in Lord of the Rings? Quest.
Jimmy's questing to work every day.
It felt like a never ending quest this morning.
It's always a little more involved when we get a bunch of snow. Grant was posting a picture of a guy
upside down in the snow.
If you see Jimmy pulling up, but he made it in.
He's here.
Actually, someone had to pull me out of the snow as I was on a crossing at 101 Street by a Central Station. I fell into a snowbank and I'm sitting there trying to lift myself out. And this Jamaican lady, we take the same bus together, said, "Don't drown in there. Do you need help? Ask for help if you want help." And then she helped me out of the snow.
So funny. Anyway, I'm glad you made it in. We need to discuss, I thought we'd get this out of the way, the fact that Jimmy gave Grant food poisoning on Friday.
It was crazy. So
how did I give you food poisoning?
Air fryer, the food Friday.
Jimmy did all the cooking for Air Friday. And
it couldn't have been that. Did you get sick? You always get
sick.
No.
Locke didn't get sick because he still has antibiotics in his system from when he got Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah.
He went to the doctor. He got
pills.
There's
no way.
That was still.
You supplied the food. It was a brand new whatever that thing is.
No, you took it to the kitchen and said, I need to clean this out. And I said, in my head, I went, oh, that's a bad idea. He's going to be rubbing his hands all over it, cleaning it out.
Yeah. And I cleaned it out after.
No, you cleaned it out before you used it.
Yeah, you did.
You took it out of the packaging and you said, I need to go clean this. And I said out loud, oh, that's not a good idea. And
you could have done it. You two a-holes could have done the food prep.
Got so sick on Friday. And the worst part was...
It hit you right away, right? When you get the Jimmy...
It was about...
The Jimmy runs.
2 in the afternoon. I started to, my stomach started to really turn and burn. By 2 o'clock, I was like... And here's the thing I didn't mention. We couldn't go home. Because we had our house up for sale. And we were showing it. And it was booked all day Friday.
Yeah.
So I couldn't go home. And my stomach was rumbling and burning. I had to stop at Costco to use the bathroom because that was the closest business. And I was like, it's a little bit private. It's an exclusive club. Good use of my membership. So I destroyed the Costco washroom. Then go to the public library because that's a good place to hang out with the kids because we couldn't go home. I threw up.
Wow.
And pooed so many
times.
That
couldn't have been me.
How much weight did you lose?
I don't know. A lot. Because it was literally all afternoon Friday. Both ends. I probably threw up 15 times.
The next time...
And I don't throw up.
I did not touch the air fryer with my hands.
The next time we prepare food in here, and Jimmy's involved, we should go get the pills.
Yeah.
They say to take them ahead of time.
And maybe it's a coincidence. Maybe I just got a stomach flu that only... By that night, I was good. I was still a little off.
Yeah.
But I was not throwing up.
You got Jimmy food poisoning.
My body was completely empty of everything.
The Jimmy runs.
It can't be a coincidence that the one day I eat something Jimmy cooks, I get the worst... puking and pooping.
I didn't touch any of it with my hands.
But you cleaned out the basket with your hands.
Just your general involvement in food is dangerous.
I use the cloth. My hands did not touch anything.
I am not allowed back at the library because of you.
3, 2.
The Locker Rooms. Jimmy. At the movies.
I shall call him me.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
Jimmy, what movie did you watch on the weekend?
Tootsie.
For I am not Emily Kimberly, the daughter of Dwayne and Alma Kimberly. No, I'm not.
I'm Edward Kimberly, the reckless brother of my sister, Anthea.
It was a funny movie.
Can you explain that bit?
It's not.
He revealed himself as a man. So if you haven't seen the movie... He was an aspiring actor. He was trying to get parts in a movie, and he was helping teach people how to get parts in movies, and he wasn't getting them. And so he pretended to be a woman and got this part, and it was...
So it's like a Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's... Kind of, yes. Yeah. But before Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, yeah. And in the 70s, or the 80s.
And so I told you I dressed up as Tootsie that year.
Right, for Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, and it was the first year that we moved to Yak.
Yeah.
And my mom...
How old were you?
I was 12. So my mom... And I was... At that point, I was 6 feet tall, too, right? They got a red dress. They got a pair of high heels, size 27
was this
women's.
Your idea, or?
No, my mom. It was my mom did all the Halloween stuff, so she's the one that came up with all the costumes.
Yeah,
and so they used whatever leftover clothes were at the house, and that's what you wore.
She decides she's going to dress me up as Tootsie. It was a big movie that year, and she had a wig. She got this old foamy. And my stepdad went into the garage and used his tools, and they made hips and boobs for me.
Yeah.
And we went to this thing in Yak. They had it at the Yak Community Hall. It was a Halloween party for the kids. Mm-hmm. And that's how they trick-or-treated in Yak. It was just a gathering.
Yeah.
And I was wandering around there, and people were like, who's... Like, they literally... No one thought I was a kid in a costume.
Mm-hmm.
They actually thought I was a woman.
A woman? Hey, why'd she dress up? Is there pictures?
I wonder, we should get pictures
from your mom.
I should send my mom a note and find out if
that's
she...
That's your first impression in Yak, too.
I'm going to text my mom and just go, do we have pictures of me in the Tootsie outfit?
Or Gandhi, or Cat Stevens.
The Gandhi one I have.
Well, that'll get you canceled, too.
See,
keep that one hidden.
This is why I hate Halloween. My mom destroyed all holidays for me.
I get it. Yeah.
All right. What was your rating on this one?
I actually gave it a 5. It was so funny.
5 out of 5.
Like it's. I thought it was actually funnier than Mrs. Doubtfire.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Because there were so many really funny parts, and then when he revealed himself, and everybody screaming and swearing, and the one guy that played Commandant Lassard in the Police Academy movies, he started rinsing his mouth out because he kissed her, and it was...
Look at that. A movie from 1982. Yeah. Tootsie gets a 5. Buttered cobs of Tabor corn from Jimmy this morning with Jimmy at the Movies. We'll pick a movie from 1983. We're working through the years here and celebrating 50 years of Jimmy with Jimmy at the Movies.
Time now for James P. White's Monday Morning Motivation.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time, and you do too. That is why we are brothers. No matter where you are, whether it's a quarter mile away or halfway across the world, you'll always be with me. You're always my brother.
Have a great day, everyone, and thank you for listening to The Locker Room.
Welcome to The Locker Room.
We're calling Courtney. Courtney is a Edmonton firefighter. The rooftop campout for muscular dystrophy starts today. Station number 2 going up at what time, Courtney?
We're going up at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Hey, good timing.
Yeah, I know. Fighting snow trying to get there right now. Crazy.
Couldn't have done it last week, eh?
No.
From what I recall, you guys have bad luck with the weather with your Edmonton rooftop camp out.
Yeah, we always seem to get hit with it. But you know what? It's a good thing. We don't mind it. We kind of embrace it. So
yeah, it wouldn't be the same if you were up there in shorts. And
yeah.
No, that wouldn't be enjoyable.
All right. A couple of things. One, we don't have Wes this year. So we don't have somebody doing the ice bath, but we've got a fill in, and his name is James P. White. He brought a Speedo into work today.
I'm kind of concerned about the weather and how deep the snow is. So as soon as I jump out of the ice bath, I'll be in 6 feet of snow.
Yeah, you will be. Yeah. And what is the weather? Is it -29 with the wind?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. No -30, and it's not supposed to warm up today either at all. So it's going to be a bit snappy.
Jimmy's barefoot all the time too. I don't know if you know that.
I'm not a hobbit.
You might just want to stay in the water.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna do that, but we're gonna attempt to try to raise some money at the same time. Where can people donate for the cause for muscular dystrophy, Courtney, while we have you?
You know what, they can come down the fire hall. There is a lot of construction, but your best bet after that would be edmontonrooftop.ca.
Okay, awesome. So we'll send people to that. And later on this afternoon, actually, Jimmy and I are coming down. We'll be down there around 1-ish. So, we'll broadcasting from the rooftop today. So we'll figure out all the sort of details of him jumping in the ice bath. And are you nervous?
I actually was dreaming about the ice bath all last night. Especially looking out and seeing the snow. And I'm like...
Well, it's funny because Wes normally does it, but Wes is like trained
at it.
He does goes overseas to study it. Jimmy's just Jimmy.
I'm nervous for you.
Just have the paddles ready. All right, Courtney, we look forward to seeing you and good luck. We'll keep in touch with you this week too, as you guys, like I said, raise awareness and some money for the Edmonton Firefighters Rooftop Camp out for muscular dystrophy. All right, Courtney, we'll see you in a bit.
Awesome. Okay, thank you. See ya.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Judson.
So it's been a couple weeks now since Elon Musk put a chip into the head of a human being. And for a guy that talks about how concerned he is with AI taking over and destroying us, he sure isn't doing much to stop it. So it's been a couple weeks, and it's kind of weird because he won't say much about who this person is or how they're doing. All we have to go on is Elon Musk saying one time, yeah, they're good. They can control a computer mouse with their brain now. No big idea. No big deal. And we're supposed to go, oh, that's cool. As if that's not insane to think about. Like if one of your coworkers came in today and started doing their computer work by just staring at the computer and moving the mouse around, you probably wouldn't be like, oh yeah, that's kind of cool, whatever. You'd be like, this is amazing. Everyone needs to see this. So experts say it's strange how quiet they have been about this first human trial.
Yeah.
And it's not like there's any reason they believe there might be issues. It's not like a bunch of the monkeys that they put chips in had their brains rupture or anything. Why would you be worried about a company who is run by a guy who got the top executive pregnant just because he wants to have babies with smart people? Nothing strange at all happening here. I'm only doing this Grant Report right now, by the way, so that years in the future when historians are trying to figure out exactly at what point mankind let the machines take over, this was it, everybody. It's when they put a chip into a brain of a human and he started controlling computers with his mind, and we all just went, no, that's kind of cool, whatever. The moment Elon did that, that's when they took over. We're all doomed. The Grant Report is brought to you by our Little Pedro Wrestling merchandise. Get ready for this week's MPW action with the official Little Pedro t-shirts. Text us now to get yours.
Another moment with Dr. Locke.
I read this article about how alcohol affects your GI tract. Okay. So it can have an impact on your...
how you poo.
Yeah.
All right.
And it can trigger diarrhea, all sorts of stuff. But the one thing that jumped out at me was a section of the article that talked about it depends on the individuals.
Mm.
And not just how they're impacted, but the types of booze and how much.
Makes right? sense.
So what you drink might have no impact on you, Grant, but yeah. It may have an impact on me. It
makes sense. Like some people can drink milk. And then the next person, like, poos their brains out.
But remember I was saying that every time I have a pill...
Yeah, every time you have pills there.
I gotta run to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's right.
So this basically explained that for me. People have... their guts are sensitive to different types of things. So, like, for me, it's pill.
Yeah.
Like, as soon... like,
Pilsner does it for
as
you.
As soon as it touches my lips, I'm like, uh-oh!
So that explains a conversation we had this morning. You know, we reacted positively to the air-fried food. And
no, you gave Jimmy's Grant cooking. Food poisoning.
Yeah, Locke no, just had antibiotics in his system still from Mexico.
You totally
and
gave
you were that. Immune to it.
Yeah.
I did... okay,
it's because you live like it. A goat. We yeah. talked about this. So, that's why. So, if you have an alcohol sort of that relationship,
mm-hmm.
like it makes sense. It's actually a thing. So maybe it's vodka for you or
well,
tequila.
What about the night after or the day after a night of whiskey sometimes?
Do you get the whiskey poos?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, I don't really get the whiskey poos.
No?
No, no. For me, it's you?
No, and I...
Again, Jimmy's
tequila. Tequila does weird things to me.
Tequila does weird things to everybody.
The Locker Room.
Where would you put Shane Gillis on your list of top comics?
One of my probably top three right now.
Really?
Because I like not just his stand-up specials, but his podcasts I listen to every week. And so just, I feel like I hang out with him every week. I listen, his podcast with Matt McCusker is very just casual and good, easy to listen to. So, yeah.
Yeah.
They're yeah, very Shane Gillis is easily one of my favorites.
Very authentic.
And that's what I love about him is he's authentic.
So
he's his same person.
The yeah. Shane Gillis thing, there may be a lot of people that are just coming around on him. Like, I have not known about him
for that long.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, he talked about it. It was 5 years ago-ish
yeah.
that he was up for the job at Saturday Night Live.
He got hired.
And then quite quickly, before even making an appearance, they fired him because I think the staff got together and went to Lorne and said, no, you can't hire this guy.
Well, he had a... on the podcast I listened to, there was an episode where he was doing Asian accents.
With Bobby Lee.
And no, it wasn't with Bobby Lee.
Are you sure?
It was with Matt McCusker.
Okay.
And so he was doing Asian accents on there, and they were going back and forth. And then they had, at the same time that they hired Shane Gillis, they had hired an Asian actor as well.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, all right, we can't hire this guy that's making fun of Asians. And so they fired him. So he always jokes that he was canceled before he even...
Yeah.
Got going.
So I think that actually kind of...
It helped him gain notoriety.
It did.
Ironically. Because sure. then people went, who is this guy?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So anyway, Shane Gillis hosts Saturday Night Live this weekend. Because he's on my radar, it's one of the few guests one of the guest hosts that I've actually paid attention to this year. There was people on there that I hadn't even seen. Cast members. I don't even know that cast. And so I watched the whole thing on Sunday. This is a quick little clip from Shane Gillis' monologue.
Look, I don't have any material that can be on TV, all right? I'm trying my best. Also, this place is extremely well lit. I can see everyone not enjoying it. This is, just the most nervous I've ever been. Don't clap now. Shut up.
It was very stilted. Yet funny, divisive.
Yeah.
He went hard in the paint. Like, he didn't hold back, which I kind of liked. He did what he does.
He was Shane. He was authentic.
In the monologue, and it was received very differently. Like, I was reading comments, because Saturday Night Live puts out clips every week, right, on Twitter. I went in, I read the comments, and it was quite divided.
Some people were like, he bombed, he was too nervous, and I was like, he was exactly who he was every time. Like,
I don't think he bombed.
He didn't bomb at all. No. That's his act. That's his shtick, is the, like, oh, you guys aren't enjoying this. Oh, this is awkward. Like, I thought you'd like that one. Yeah.
So... did you watch any of the skits?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
There's some pretty good ones.
I thought he was really good on the show.
Well, he has a sketch show on YouTube called Gilly and Something he did for a while.
I didn't know that.
And the sketches are hilarious. Like, so.
And even the sketches were pretty hard in the paint. Like,
yeah.
They were not fooling around on Saturday. I was really shocked. I was surprised.
Gilly and Keeves. You can find that, and they have hilarious sketches.
All right.
That are, like, very offside.
If you're like me, so I have it on record.
Yeah.
Like, at Saturday Night Live. But I swear, I have literally not watched Saturday Night Live this year. This season, I've been completely disconnected.
No, it's all a different cast. And
the guests haven't been great, at least in my opinion. And so when I heard, this is the first time, and I think this is the first time for a lot of people that they were watching it. Because that was also a common comment within with the posts as well.
Yeah.
This is the first time I watched, finally, they got somebody worth watching, you know. Anyway. If you don't know who Shane Gillis is,
check him out.
Yeah, today's a snow day. Yeah. Maybe sit in front of YouTube and yeah. He is not for the faint of heart, though.
Welcome to the locker room.
We have Kings of Leon tickets this week to give away. Beat the box office. The show is
September,
yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't I have that in front of me? I thought I had it in front of me. Oh, there it is. Yeah, September 2nd. It's going to be at Rogers Place. And tickets go on sale this Friday, March 1st at 10 a.m. This will be a big show.
Mm-hmm.
And the band is full of brothers and cousins.
Brothers and cousins. And they're all family.
They're all related. So we thought we would do a version of Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how it's going to work. You're going to need to text in an answer, okay? 780-989-0957.
Don't give everyone a chance to win.
Everybody gets a chance to win. And here's the question. By the way, Family Feud would be the one that I think I'd be really good at.
I would, yeah. This is the one I watch the most.
Do you?
Honestly, I love Family Feud.
I love Family Feud.
Yeah.
I like watching the ones with the dumb answers or the funny ones.
Mm-hmm.
The Canadian host, what's his name?
Jerry D.
I can't watch
that one because I don't like Jerry D.
Yeah. We interviewed him and it didn't go well, so we all have sort of a bad taste in our mouth about Jerry. So here's the question.
Name something brewing that might, or name something that might be brewing.
Name something that might be brewing. Survey says.
All right. Get to the text line, 780-989-0957. If you answer something off of our survey, just one of them, you'll have a chance to win. Jimmy will pick a winner here in the next 5 or 10.
Locker Room, only on Chris.
Aiden.
Mike.
His name's Aiden in the system.
Not Nair. That's his nickname.
Okay, we don't know what his name is?
Hello?
What's your name?
Mike.
Okay, Mike, you got, what did he
say? He did take coffee.
Okay, all right. You got coffee, you were right. Name something that is brewing. And yeah, that's on the list along with a plot, a storm, a beer, a tea, and trouble.
But so, coffee was the number one answer.
The number one answer.
Woo!
Coffee. Congratulations, brother. You're going to Kings of Leon. Give us a good woo.
You're listening to The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White.
I don't know why I was so fascinated with this story, but we've been following it now for the last like month or so.
Yeah.
There was a box, like a box of hockey cards.
Unopened.
So they had 16 cases in it, the cases that you would take out and then put up on the shelf, and then people would grab the individual sort of sleeves
with
of
the bubble gum.
Yeah, with the bubble gum, right? So they predicted that this 1979-1980 hockey card box, and your theory was that somebody owned a convenience store and just didn't
back
never put
the
them
80s.
Out back in the 80s.
And just, they never sold, and they just had them in the back in storage for years, and then they died, and grandkids found them. And
yeah.
Yeah.
So they put them up for auction.
They're thinking there's like 15 Gretzky rookie cards in there or something.
There was different predictions. They were saying, some were saying there could be as many as 25.
Yeah.
Like mint condition Gretzky rookie cards.
Yeah.
That's insane. So we took a guess last week because on the Friday, it was the last day of bidding. And we were we took guesses on what the final bid would be. Jimmy went with $11 million. I went with $10 million, and Grant went with $8 million.
Yeah,
and it was $3.72 million.
That's it.
Yeah,
I thought it would get more than that.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
Because you can get $1 million for a mint condition Gretzky rookie card.
And can you imagine how many other like rookie cards or old cards that will be in there as well?
Yeah, although,
other players.
Crazy collection.
They. We're going down in value, right? If you got like 20 Gretzky's in there, then they're not as valuable anymore.
Okay.
Right?
Well, how much of a value? Like how low is that going to go?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like it might not go. Let's say it even goes half. Let's say there's 20. Okay, that's still $10 million. That's still a really good. Right. Put them up. If you take out all the Gretzky, just the Gretzky cards, and sell them individually, and you go, I'll take $500,000 for each one.
Yeah.
And you got 20 in there. You've already made money. You made $7 million on your purchase.
Or if you know someone where you could...
We should have pooled our funds, guys.
Or we wouldn't
or if you
close.
Know someone that knows Gretzky and get them signed, they'd be worth even more. If
Gretzky should have just bought them.
If you paid Gretzky to sign them...
I wonder if he did.
Well, it is an anonymous buyer, so maybe it was Gretzky. He'll buy them, sign them, and sell them.
You know what? I would not be surprised if he did.
Be smart. Right?
That would be very smart.
The Locker Room.
Study King Grant Johnson, what are we dealing with?
So this is a study that kind of goes, well, everyone's heard the old sayings, liquor before beer, never been sicker. However
it's beer before liquor, never been sicker. You're screwing it up. Before wine, you'll be fine.
Everyone has their own version of them.
No,
too.
They're
That's
not.
The thing.
No, those are the sayings. Beer before liquor, never been sicker. Beer before wine, you'll be fine. There's another one too.
Grape or grain,
but never the twain, which I think means you're not supposed to drink them.
It says never beer and wine on the same night. And there's beer before wine, you'll feel fine.
Unless you drink beer before wine, then you could mix.
Never mix weed with beer.
There's weed ones too, but...
There's all those, grape or grain, never the twain, beer before liquor, never been sicker. All those, so everyone's all heard those. You hear them from your alcoholic uncle, everyone trying to give you advice when you have your first drink, right? So they were looking at this, is this true? Is there any science behind this? And they found no, there isn't.
Come on!
So they got a group of people to drink, and they gave them all these different sample groups and got them all to the same blood alcohol level, and they found there was no real difference. No hangovers were intensified depending on what order people drank things in.
I'm calling BS. Beer before liquor, never been sicker. I have been saying that my whole life.
It's been your motto. they said
it's
hangover.
Why I hate shots.
Hangover intensity. Well, that's because shots just make you more hungover. It's not that because you're getting drunker.
No, but if I just do shots,
yeah,
I'm fine. But if I have 6 pints of beer and then I have like 6 shots.
They said hangover intensity is determined more by the volume that you drink and the speed that you drink rather than the order that you're drinking in.
No, it's order. Beer before wine, I do that all the time. Like if I'm going to have a glass of wine with dinner,
yeah,
I crush a couple of beer first.
Makes it better, hey?
Makes it better.
3, 2...
Locker Rooms. Jimmy. At the movies.
I shall call him me.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
This morning, Jimmy reviewed Tootsie. Gave it 5. Buttered
five
tops of paper.
It was
five.
Funny. If you haven't seen it, it's got some really funny spots. And
my mom could not find a picture of me dressed up as Tootsie.
Yeah, we're going to have to recreate it.
That was one of my Halloween costumes. She blamed me for the Gandhi.
Yeah,
this morning. I so can't
you
believe
were,
she
you
turned
were a strange
the tables.
Kid, and that's what you wanted to dress
no.
up as.
No,
didn't she also blame Tootsie on
what
you too?
What 9-year-old knows who Gandhi
no,
is?
No, she blamed Tootsie on his beautiful curly hair. Said they didn't have any other options.
You know why I have curly hair?
She permed your hair.
Because she permed it.
She was a hairdresser and she tested on you. That's
no
why you're bald.
No wonder I have trauma. Anyway, so we're picking a movie from 1983. 82 is taken care of. And I don't know. We got a bunch that came in. I can't believe people remember what year these movies came out.
I know. People are so quick to remember this
but
stuff.
The thing is, as soon as this came in, and Jimmy has no idea that what this movie is even about,
mm-hmm.
we're like, it's over. Strange Brew.
We have to do Strange Brew.
It's actually not that bad. It's a Canadian classic.
Yeah, Rick Moranis. You love Rick
I
Moranis.
I feel like either I've seen it or you know some of the Bob and Doug stuff
You've probably
I've seen.
The clips and heard the songs.
The mouse and the beer.
Yeah, and then, of course, the Christmas song.
Yeah.
12 days.
It's time to.
No,
like,
that wasn't in the
movie. That's not in the movie.
No, but that was. Was that SCTV?
Yeah.
That
you've
they were
seen
on?
Bob and. But yeah. you probably haven't seen their full
probably
movie.
Probably haven't sat down and watched an hour and a half of it.
Anyway, that's it. We're done.
It has to be Strange.
As soon as that came in.
Either that or Swedish Erotica 51, which was texted.
You know what's the great part about
or
these?
Or a re-review of Yentl.
You know what's the great part of these movies is I have them running when I'm cleaning. Because, you know, I'm on a cleaning kick
so
all
you've
of a
cleaned
sudden.
2 yeah. weekends.
Yeah, don't make this sound like this.
Three. This
I
is
clean
was
every
my third.
Weekend.
This.
I like that it's taken him 3 weekends and he still has 4 rooms to go.
2.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. Makes you seem pretty put together by comparison, hey? Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM. Brought to you by Arden Roof Systems.